Good morning. High pressure dominated the weather picture overnight across interior New York and New England, keeping skies generally clear. A couple of passing sprinkles in northern parts of New York and New England overnight, so some folks may wake up with a little bit of a wet ground, but generally dry now. And it looks like sunshine will rule for the first part of the day until high pressure drifts to the east. This will open the door for some clouds to move in from the west with a disturbance heading into the Midwest and Great Lakes. This disturbance doesn't have a ton of moisture with it. However, as clouds build, we may see a passing shower or thunderstorm before the day is through, and temperatures will be in the upper 70s to around 80. As that disturbance passes by tonight, we'll have a better chance of showers, otherwise cloudy, and lows back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. So this will leave us with a lot of clouds tomorrow morning, maybe even a leftover shower in New England. Then gradually, as the storm departs, we'll go back to sunshine, mixing with some clouds in the afternoon and highs in the middle to upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the weekend. It'll start off nice with dry weather on Saturday morning and high pressure in control. However, that high will give way to a relatively deep storm for this time of year as it heads our way from the Ohio Valley. So clouds will be on the increase as we go through the morning and into the afternoon, with a good chance of rain from I-90 south before the afternoon is out. As the system draws closer, it'll pull in moisture from the Atlantic, and with upper-level energy, some of the rain could become heavy at times after dark Saturday night, overnight, and even into Sunday morning. Depending on the exact track of this system, it looks like precipitation could wind down on Sunday, but with upper-level energy still available, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be likely again on Sunday afternoon. So right now it looks unsettled at best for the weekend, with the best chance of dry weather on Saturday morning and highs both days in the lower 70s. Leftover showers and thunderstorms with that disturbance overhead on Monday and Tuesday, but we bounce into the upper 70s and a renewed chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northeast Kansas through the Ohio Valley and into the mid-Atlantic, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central high plains. Conditions will be favorable for severe thunderstorms, with the potential for damaging wind gusts, hail, and tornadoes through this evening. Heavy rain could accompany these storms, leading to flash flooding. Flash flood watches and warnings have already been issued from the Missouri Valley into parts of the Midwest. In the central high plains, large hail and isolated damaging wind gusts are the main threats. And a heat advisory is in effect for parts of the South, including eastern Arkansas, western Tennessee, and northern Alabama. Temperatures in these areas will be in the upper 90s, with the heat index values between 105 and 110 degrees. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles, visibility and fog, 37 degrees, with a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 48. 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature 70, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 5.60 inches for the month, which is 2.54 inches above average, and 14.32 inches for the year, which is 3.52 inches of precipitation below average. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 102, that's 20 above average, and 225 for the season, which is 113 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95 degrees, set in 1898, and the record low, 45, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm by evening and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower or possibly a thunderstorm by evening and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of showers or possibly a thunderstorm by evening and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower or possibly a thunderstorm by evening and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of showers or possibly a thunderstorm by evening and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning shower, then a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds with late-day rain, south of I-90. On Saturday, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday, lower 70s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.